Thank you for listening to Lone Star Community Radio. This program was broadcasted and recorded live from the LSCR studios in downtown Conroe, Texas. Lone Star Community Radio is supported by listeners like you. Donate and sponsor today. For more information on getting involved with Lone Star Community Radio, contact us at lscrstudios@gmail.com or visit us online at www.irlonestar.com.
Lone Star Radio on my mind.
Welcome to the Texas Ticket Show.
I hope everybody had a wonderful, Merry Christmas, and I'm glad you're here. And if you can, we're so grateful and that you're here to spend the next hour with us. And we've got a friend of mine came in the studio today. His name is Crow Pickens, and he's gonna help me, usher in the new year a little bit, you know, talk about some of that stuff, some of the things coming up for the holidays, and some of the things going on right here in Conroe, Texas, and really just grateful for a great holiday season. We're hoping that everybody was blessed, and I'd like to go ahead and introduce him now and bring him to the studio. Ladies and gentlemen, here I have Mr. Crow Pickens with us today.
Howdy, y'all. My name's Crow Pickens. Thank you very much for having me. Merry Christmas.
Yes, yes. I'm so glad you made it, I know... You hail from here in Texas, but you're visiting from Alabama. You're going to school there, right?
Yes, sir. Native to the Houston area. Living here long enough to be a good Texas boy, but living in Auburn now.
Okay, awesome. My nephew, I told you this, my nephew graduated from the University of Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was out there for a long time. I believe they have residence there now.
It's a good place. I love it.
Yeah. I've never been. I have no idea. I mean, I don't mean, yeah, like, really? Yeah. I mean, like, yeah? Like, I mean, I'm like, really? I don't know. I the school's a nice school. We get pictures on campus from my sister when she goes to visit. And she's there now for the holidays. They'll be moving to Dallas and going to Dallas to see my other niece. So it's Auburn to Dallas, back to Houston.
Heck of a drive.
I'm pretty sure they're flying, and I don't know which parts are legs. But, well, you flew down here, right?
Did you drive? I did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The Parhams, right?
Yes.
Tell a little bit about that. Visiting family. What are y'all going to do?
I've just been at home trying to relax, not do my work.
How long back you in Auburn?
About 2 weeks. I've got about 1 week left. I leave before the New Year's, but I'll spend all that time with family I can get. I don't get too much time anymore.
And you play on the circuit out there a little bit. Tell me about what music involvement you have. And, you know, he's not for hire. We're just really kind of entertaining the holidays. Why don't we show them, break them off a little bit before we get into all that? Let them know why they're watching. I mean, you can't visit with them, but we're all experiencing the Christmas holidays together. We got a lot of events we want to mention and bring up, but, you know, we wanted to make the show a little entertaining and not so businessy for the Christmas holidays so everybody could enjoy it. And I'm grateful all my friends and his family, I'm sure, are watching, and folks from around the Montgomery County area here in Texas. And I want to give them a chance to bring some of that to you for the holidays, and hope you're enjoying your time right now at home and with your family and loved ones. And I think that's the best gift. Anyone can have it. Anyone can share it. And you're delving in that gift right now. Your parents are getting you home for Christmas. What a blessing. I'll have my kids the day after Christmas morning, and then we have them again for New Year's. I get all the New Year's.
That's good.
Yeah. I'm kidding. I'm totally blessed for that, too. New Year's is a wonderful holiday to have your kids home. But anyway, you're leaving the day before, right?
I am.
Okay, okay.
So I've got some New Year's plans back in Alabama. Got a lot of friends there that I need to see.
That's great. Well, what are you going to sing for us first?
One of the first songs that I ever really broke out with in the Auburn area was a Dead South song, Broken Cowboy. One of the first things that I kind of just let go with my voice, really projected out there, and kind of kickstarted my little local career. I don't really get paid much for it, but my local hobby.
Yeah.
This is one of the first songs that really got me started.
I'm getting down with your hobby. Let it show them what's up.
All right. Dirty road, pockets full of gold, and I've been out here now all on my own. it's real quiet here, just the way I like it here. And there's no one to bother me except born into Adina's pride, and I laid my head on that Milligan Creek bed when I was a young man. I helped build these lands, so I laid down these rails as a CPR man. Thought I'd live forever with my heart in my pocket and my gun by my side, my feelings in a locket. That was a cold year in 77. Oh, I married my wife. We had two kids. I gave her a daughter, she gave me a son, and we rode them damn horses until we had none. Fists felt like flying, doing things for dying. Oh, I should have put that old gun away. But I am a broken cowboy, and I don't feel right no more, 'cause I am a broken cowboy, living life in the fast lane, racing cars and robbing trains. Well, I thought I had it all, till one day I got the call. A father's worst dream, my son went down, and I, the girl has deceived me. I see gray, oh, you're cutting me down with those cold words you're saying. But you call me brother, but this can't be so, 'cause you slander my name anywhere the wind will blow. Yes, I am a broken cowboy. A long, dark, dirty road, with pockets full of gold, and I've been out here now all on my own. And it's real quiet here, just the way I like it here. And there's no one to bother me except that old hanging tree. Thank you all very much.
That was awesome.
That was thank awesome. You.
Really enjoyed that. I really did. That was really good. When did you first play that song?
That was about a year and a half ago now, where I got convinced to go on stage at a local open mic.
Close that guy so they can hear you. You got deep voice.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I'm sure they can hear you anyway. It was about just being cautious because I want to make sure they hear what you have to say there.
It was about a year and a half ago. Local open mic. I finally got convinced to go on stage. That was one of the few songs I was practicing at that time. Kind of just
nailed it.
Yeah. I got the applause, and that kind of just rewired my brain to loving being on stage and performing.
Yeah, I would imagine. And I went up there the first time. They'd be like, they were going to throw tomatoes at me. I was like, it was a different effect. You know what I mean? I was thinking I'm getting autographs and whatnot, and I thought I sounded like Merle Haggard. Evidently, I didn't. You know, and everybody had that to tell me because I was all too proud of the fact that I thought I sounded like Merle Haggard. Didn't. You know? No. Didn't have the same experience at all. I'm sure it's completely different for someone with some talent, you know?
Oh.
Man, we have a lot of similar music interests that I think are just off the beaten path a little bit. I call them AK. You call them something else.
Annen Mekantereit.
That's right.
Yeah, they're a little German band. Mm-hmm. Gained a lot of popularity recently. I like to call them like the One Direction of Germany. A lot of 12-year-old German girls love their music. And then there's me, 23-year-old dude in Auburn.
I'm more into the vocals of that lead singer, which kind of reminds me of your sound a little bit, their lead vocals there. And if you wanted to look them up, I think it's AK. You can just type AK into YouTube. Music, AK Germany or something like that. Or Tom's Diner.
And yeah,
AK Tom's Diner. Come up right up. AK Roxanne.
Great like song.
That. Him and Milky Chance sang that one. That was fabulous. That was a great look. Probably one of the few covers of that song that I think could be actually better than the original.
Same.
Yeah. I'm challenging the original with this version, you know, in my mind, you know.
Maybe a hot take. They recently covered Toxic by Britney Spears, and I think the same thing about that song. I think his voice fits that really well. Oh, yeah.
How's he doing? It's just great. Yeah, I heard that. It was really good. A couple of them are in German, but, you know, I you know what's really weird? There's a French band, Faux Chateron, which, I don't speak French, but Faux Chateron means burning down the house, you know? I've listened to a few of their songs so many times, I sing along, which is worse than humming. It's worse. I mean, humming along in the back, like in the choir where you're pretending to be in the choir, you know, because you know your voice isn't very good. And if I actually sing this, imagine the pretending to speak another language to the point that you can refine it to where you're actually saying it in French to some effect. Or this could be the Merle Haggard experience again. You know where I think I am, you see. I believe that I am. Do you sing any songs that aren't in English?
A few, not all the way through. Okay. I took a few years of German in high school here.
Give me a little flavor. Don't play the song. But just give me, just rip a little note.
I mean, I know like the beginning of Ozean by AMK.
Do it, dude.
I say I know it. I'm just going to be kind of whatever.
Nobody would know.
Ich hab sie aufgehängt. Sie tut mir bis heute Maß. Ah, yeah, I forgot all the words now. I know the chorus though pretty
that's
well.
That's it. I'm hearing it. Yeah, and that's pretty cool. I think that was the fact that you know, we go the world over, and I can pick a couple of bands of interest, and you speak of them as if they're in the same table. I mean, I could talk about some folk music in local to within, you know, a state of Texas, like Sierra Farrell, and people don't know who I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Or Shaky Graves or some of these other artists that are just, you know, right in here that I think are extremely talented. Just, you know, I don't know, you know, I think they're the bee's knees. You know, you just got to, you know, get their moments and they get their places, their festivals, their showmanship. And you know, they take it to whatever level the artist wants to go. Right. It's kind of like you. I think you're talented enough to get to whatever crescendo you'd be seeking if you put your mind to it. And that's what you wanted to do. But you're working on a PhD right now, right?
Finishing masters. Up a master's and okay. The plan is to do a PhD after.
Tell me about that.
Ooh, it's kind of nerdy. I'm an ecotoxicologist. I study snails and chemicals and stuff like that for
cool.
policy.
That's interesting.
I like it. It's my own little niche of nerd stuff. But I'm hoping to branch out to all different kinds of organisms and rivers in Alabama for a PhD. But that'll be a lot more work.
Who would you get a job with that degree?
Right now, I think I have a good shot of getting a job with the EPA. It's like right out of the master's, especially. But any governmental agency, USGS, the EPA.
USGS gas,
no,
right?
I've worked for NOAA previously, so.
Okay. Are they still doing stuff? What's Noah doing? I heard they were going to turn those things off or something, you know? And I was like, really? You're going to close off Noah?
I haven't been looking too
closely. You heard about
closely
that? During the hurricane season, they were saying something about that. I'm like, what a bad time to even make this announcement. Are you just fear-mongering? I mean, you're going to...
I feel like it'd be kind of weird because we rely a lot on Noah economically for a lot of the fishery stuff up in the Pacific Northwest.
Okay.
A lot of, like, just the... by Alaska, just south, just north of Alaska, the Bering Sea. Mm-hmm. That's where I worked. And that was... It's very important... NOAA for fisheries work, not just the atmospheric and the climate stuff.
Movies like Battleship.
Yeah.
See, that's about where my brain goes. So yours goes into actual application. Mine goes to theatric representation. Whole different animal. Yeah. It's different, you know, but kind of a way for everyone to get a grip on what NOAA is and how it works. But I don't think that's why we're watching the show today. Now, let me go off on that tangent. Did you see Battleship? Just saying. It was really cool. It's a movie. Anyway, just going to put that out in the universe, you know, for those people sitting at home today with their kids crawling on them and they can't get out of the house. They're not at work. They don't know what to do with themselves right now. Mm. Already walked the dog. You know, kids are back from the park yesterday with their new toys and they're just sitting around the house right now thinking, I guess I'm going to start cooking dinner somewhere around 1:30 in the afternoon, you know, because I don't know what to do with myself because I'm not doing this often. Well, I appreciate you stopping to watch the program, listening on the radio, wherever you're watching and listening from. Mr. Crow Pickens is here in the studio. Just again, a reminder. Ms. Pickens, would you like to pick one more before we go to a break?
One more song?
Sure.
Chris Cornell, if that's not
Chris
too
Cornell?
Long. Yeah.
You know, man, I'll tell you. If I was a karaoke guy and you walked up to me and told me you wanted to sing a Chris Cornell song, I'd say, are you sure, son? Well, why's that? Because it's Chris Cornell. He screams a lot in those songs, and it's like he's got this perfect voice for that stuff. And I know you can hit it. I've seen you do it. And, you know, but, man, Chris Cornell's no joke when it comes to acoustics and vocals. Another one of those real expressionate kind of singers, just like the people we've been mentioning, like the Faux Chatterons and the AKs of the world and those kind of and the Shaky Graves too. He gets into it. Yeah, with the vocals leads the program. Your guitar is fantastic. But Chris Cornell's going to show him a little depth. Go ahead. Let him have it.
All right.
Crow Pickens.
Like a cobweb afternoon in this room full of emptiness by a freeway. I confess I was lost in the pages of a book full of death, reading I will die alone. But if a God will lay to rest anywhere we want to go, in your house I long to be, row by row, patiently in a way for you there, like a storm. And on my deathbed, I will pray to the gods and the angels, to the pagans, or anyone who will take me to heaven, to the place I recall I was there so long ago. The sky was bruised, the wine was bled, There you led me on. In your house I long to be. Room by room, patiently, and I wait for you there. Dawn I ran until the day was gone, and I sat in regret for all the things I've done, for all that I've blessed, and all that I've wronged. In my dreams until my death I will wander on in your house. I long to be room by room, patiently, and I'll wait for you there. Thank you. I'm out of breath.
I bet.
That's not that one gets me.
I would guess so. Heck. Folks, we'll be right back with more of the Texas Ticket and Mr. Crow Pickens right after this.
Hey, this is Andrew from the Audience of One show, airing Fridays at 10 a.m. on Montgomery County's favorite radio station, 106.1 and 104.5 FM, and streaming on IRLoneStar.com. Make sure to listen to me and the Lieutenant of Merriment, self-proclaimed funny man Dick Schisler, with our unique blend of observational humor, antics, and odd news stories. Available on all podcast forums and even YouTube if you're the kind of person who likes to watch. For more information, visit us at IRLoneStar.com/AOO.
Welcome back to the Texas Ticket. This is Armando, and I'm with Crow Pickens.
Howdy.
Howdy. This is the Punch Your Texas Ticket segment of the show. This is where we kind of go over some of the stuff that, you know, local stuff that's going on. One, just stuff going on. I mean, and some stuff that might help you be a little bit more Texan, but... You know, we could put a little Bama on it. You know, a little. Well, that's the, what was that? That Lower 48 or something like that? What was that show? Oh, Lower 36. I don't know. Anyway, Bama's in there. You know, I think it's the only state that rivals us in Heisman trophies, I think. And
I'm not medals. Much of a football guy.
Yeah, I think it's up there in championship boxing candidates, too. And I think it might be on the top of the list if we threw in Nashville with a few other titles. Alabama, Nashville, and Texas, I think, have a, you know, and even Louisiana a little in there that, you know, have a lot of stuff that seems to correlate. Medals of Honor, you know, Heisman Trophy winners again, country music artists.
Southern Pride.
Southern Pride. Yeah, a lot of that going on down there, and are down here. And you know, there's a lot of events that happen every week that I want to kind of just, while I have your ear here, that are like the Main Street Market downtown Conroe goes every week. And same at the KOA campgrounds every weekend. You know, that's Saturdays from 9 to 12 over at KOA, and that's the Montgomery Farmers Market. The Main Street Market downtown Conroe is also Saturdays. It's reoccurring every week. So you just check on those guys, see what's going on there. And, you know, everybody talks about glutes, GMOs, and seed oils, and fake this and fake that, and super processed foods, and keep going on and going on all over the internet about this. Well, we better see you at the farmer's market then, you know, and just stop talking about it. Go do something about it. That's where you should start shopping then, right? I mean, it's what you've been saying, you know. So we'll see you there over the weekend and after you finish, because that thing starts at 9, I think, in Conroe, 10 in Montgomery over at the KOA campgrounds. You can do that. Candy Cane Park's got that light show going on all the way until Sunday, December 28th. And that thing's fabulous. If you haven't seen it, it was a really cool run. We're right over there behind the Outback Steakhouse, Montgomery County Historical Society buildings there. The veterans, VFW's there. And, you know, it's a neat place. The community center's there, the water park, and it just goes on. There's so many. DAV is there, Disabled American Veterans Support Center, other stuff. And you guys, y'all know where that is. But for the folks that don't know, Candy Cane Park's right off 545 going north just past 105. Frazier. One, I thought, a professor was found dead. That's right. An academy in chaos is what I'm reading here. Welcome to Hollywood Academy, where magic, secrets, and suspicion swirl through the ballroom. Join us for a magical murder mystery on dinner, ministry dinner, on Friday, January 16th at Messina Hoff Estate Winery and Vineyard there in Bryan. Step into the character. Be a part of it. Follow the clues and see if you can solve the crime before the magic turns on you. And you can check out Messina Hoff Winery's website for those details and get into that. That's coming up. And that sounded really cool, so I pumped the brakes on that one. I wanted to make sure I shared it because that headline called me. Professor got come up. What? Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have scrolled on a little. The Academy in Chaos. It's like, I love it. And I can feel the tension, and I haven't even gone to dinner yet. Have you done any of those murder mystery dinners?
Actually, we just did one last night at home. We had like a little one that gets brought back home and someone just hosts it. Yeah, it was a good time.
Was it really? Seriously, you just saying that because you're on the radio and your mom's listening?
Sorry?
Are you just saying that because you're on the radio and your mom's listening?
No, it was actually a lot of fun. We all played different characters. As long as you commit and you like have an accent. We had some Texan. We had some Russian. I was a Russian. I just put on like... really, really bad, really bad accent. But we had someone from like New York, and it was a great time.
Who done it?
It was my father. my dad was the killer.
What was his?
He was a chef.
Chef. He got the fired. Chef did it. Did he do it with the knife?
He poisoned him with hand sanitizer.
Oh, what a way to go!
Pretty strange one.
You know that stuff's flammable, right?
Yes, very.
That's one for the audience of one show, you know, hands burning sanitizer, you know.
It's fun. It's blue.
What was that old banana thing they used to do where they burned bananas? Did you ever see that?
I did not.
There was some weird thing with that. There was something like bananas in garbage bags and just made this weird zippy noise when it burned. It was, you know, because it was like totally toxic and melting in your living room. Yeah. You know, you're killing yourself, right? Yeah. You're like, no, but it just sounds cool. Stop it. You know. Do you know any Christmas songs? Why don't you give me some running music while I do this?
Let me see if I can. I don't play many Christmas songs.
That's right. You don't have to sing it. Just fiddle.
How about Jingle Bells?
Oh, yeah, everybody
I could
loves
probably
that.
Sight read this.
So on January 11th, 2026, that's 1/11/26, at the Bernhardt Winery in Plantersville, Texas, 9043 County Road 204, Van Wilkes, synonymous with Iron Muscle of the Texas Rock Blues. And that's going to be, comes to us from Austin, Texas. He plays that circuit down there quite a bit. And they're going to have him down there at Bernhardt Winery right after the new year on the 11th and go out and visit him out there. In that place, they got a new pavilion. Keep you out of the sunlight. But, man, I enjoy that whole area out there. It's real beautiful countryside. Plantersville is a gorgeous place. And, you know, for New Year's coming up, you got all the usual suspects, you know what I mean? We've got Amore Fine Dining doing an amazing New Year's program. The Walden Yacht Club's got a good show and lots of seats available. You can call them up. My friend over at Tulips to Tulips, like the flower, in Montgomery, Texas, just before you get to the Montgomery High School Stadium, on the right-hand side is a place called a wine tasting room that does a wine dinner for New Year's. It's going to be the Tulips to Tulips. Top local New Year's recommendation. That dinner is fabulous. Tulips to Tulips. That's one to watch. That's if you can make it and it's convenient for you. Montgomery, Texas, man, it's a spot. Also, Cozy Grape Wine Bar and Bistro right downtown Montgomery, Texas. A two-story facility, lots of seats available. And I'm two in Montgomery. If you're in the area, it's a nice, safe place. It's you get to go out and really enjoy it. Maybe even dance a little bit, sing a little bit, you know, drink a little bit, eat a little bit, you know, go home. It keeps you safe and in the community as possible. Try drive safely. Look out, you know, and just, you know, keep your designated driver on hand. But these are great places you can stay local and enjoy. I had a friend, Sean Connolly. He's, he owns Connolly Cooling and Heating. I like the guy a lot. He asked me to wish everybody a merry, hope everybody had a blessed and merry Christmas. The folks over at the Hunger Crush Cafe wanted to make sure everybody enjoyed a merry Christmas. Everybody here at IRLoneStar.com, where you watch and listen to this show, we're already anticipating getting ready for New Year's. And, you know, if you're still playing with unwrapping toys, got family still coming and going throughout the house, this is the way right now. That's happening. Enjoy your weekend and have a good time. We're going to let Mr. Pickens, I know you got one in the oven you want to play for us. I know, other than the background running music while I'm closing. what was it that you mentioned a little while ago on the break? You were telling me about a song you enjoy playing.
Yeah, another song that I used to do.
What's up with the sharks?
Oh, the sharks. I am a marine biologist.
Oh, that's
my undergraduate
right.
degree was marine biology.
And your undergraduate was marine biology?
Correct.
Okay.
I've got a shark capo for my guitar here. I guess I could show.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
Any viewers looking?
They can see you from here, too.
Ah, cool.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. That is cool. I've never even seen a capo like that.
Little Christmas gift from my mom.
Well, give him a little something for the holidays.
All right. Oh, for the holidays.
Oh, no, whatever you want.
Okay,
yeah,
okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, no, you know, no, Christmas is over. It's New Year's now. We're getting ready to party. It's about to go down.
I guess I grew up on an older road. Pedal to the metal, always do what I was told. Till I found out that my brand new clothes came secondhand from the rich kids next door. Well, I grew up fast, I guess I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. Now just wander through a real bad dream, feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. Well, thank you, Jack Daniels. Oh, number 7, Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And a angels start to look good to me. They're gonna have to deport me to the fiery deep. Well, thank you, Jack Daniels. Oh, number 7, Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And I know I can't stay here too long, because I can't go a week without doing wrong. Without doing wrong, without doing wrong, without doing wrong. So I'm sitting on the bar stool, it starts to grow roots, feeling like an old worn-out pair of shoes. Tell me, what is it that I should do when I'm swimming in the liquor only halfway through? So I'm watching as his wings spread as wide as can be. Come on now and wrap them round me, cause all I wanna do now is fall asleep and come down here and lay next to me. Oh, thank you, Jack Daniels. Oh, number 7, Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And up here the bottle never runs dry, and you never wake up with those tears in your eyes. Well, thank you, Jack Daniels. Oh, number 7, Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And apples look good to me. They're gonna have to deport me to the fiery deep. To the fiery deep. To the fiery deep. To the fiery deep.
Nice. Wow. That's cool. Awesome. What's in this song again?
That is Old Number 7 by Devil Makes 3. They're one of my favorite bands as well. I play that one.
Do they sing it as good as you do?
I think they sing it better. But
that was good. I really like that style of music, that the whiskey blues, that smoky jazz, you know, that touch, they give it a lot of names lately. I've seen some outlaw jazz, some smoky jazz, some iron jazz. I heard that for the first time. Iron blues or something. Iron blues. I heard that one.
Me and my buddy back home, he's my lead singer in our band. We also just play at the same little bars that I play at. He's old Scratch. He goes by a lot of different names. He's
old
the devil.
Scratch.
Yeah, exactly. It's
okay,
great.
Okay, old Scratch.
But we like doing that song. We call it Bluegrass Revival, some of the stuff that we do. I branch out a bit more in my solo stuff, but it's a good time.
Well, in closing, I wanted to thank you for coming and really visiting the show, visiting family. I think that they're glad to have you home, I'm sure. And everybody was really... Oh, what a wonderful visiting with your family and everybody over the weekend. I hope they all had a Merry Christmas, and I hope you do, and have safe travels to you as you go back. And as we wind up the program, I'd like you to walk us out with something. And I know you had one more song for us. And you had an Instagram. We'll put that down there so folks can reach out to you and just wish you a Merry Christmas or tell you thanks for coming or entice you with, hey, I need you to play at Kyle Field, or something like that. You know what I mean?
That'd be nuts. I am an Aggie. I would really appreciate it. But no, thank you very much for having me. It's been a blast. In my Instagram, it's very new. I created it pretty much for this, and so I really do want to pursue music a little bit on the side. It's Crow Pickens with a period in between, so crow.pickens.
There you go. Easy enough. Yeah.
And
we'll give you a few minutes to roll it out, and then he's going to fade us into Harley, and he's going to close us out with that song he wrote for our show, which I'm so grateful for Harley Wright, and I hope he's having a Merry Christmas as well, Harley. But we're going to let Crow Pickens walk us out on this one, if you will, and let you tend to that however you'd like.
All right. This is going to be this one's a bit tougher. I messed this up not too long ago, but hopefully we'll make it through.
He'll just...
Perfect. It's called No More Soul in the Soil by Clyde and the Milterriers. Feel my heart beneath the dirt, all the weight of the world turned by a hand cracked in the mud, digging out all of the worth. Feel the earth give way, all the bodies start to sway, and in the graveyard, and the world is so different without the sun to break the light underneath the sky, going blind, trying to see with your own eyes. No more soul in the soil, no more soul in the soil, no more. Crooked in step, rancid in breath, glowing eyes from the bar, looking for a neck, always hungry, don't know why. Don't recognize the bodies behind those cold dead eyes. And the world is so different without the sun to break the light underneath the sky, going blind, trying to see with your own eyes. No more soul in the soil, no more soul in the soil, no more. Ooh.
Thank you, folks. We'll see you next week on the Texas Ticket.